This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden this morning totally disparaged and insulted the black community. What he said is incredible.
Unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Do you actually listen to yourself when you speak, or do you find you drift in and out?
I don't know what's going on with him, but it was a very insulting statement he made.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You take a test where you're taking cocaine or not? What do you think, huh? Are you a junkie?
What do you say?
His campaign says it's launching the largest presidential TV ad buy ever.
Biden today revealing he won't travel to Milwaukee to accept the nomination.
Joe Biden will not travel to this month's Democratic National Convention.
The healthiest thing we can do is just ignore this and pretend it doesn't exist.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Just a few minutes ago, my office filed a lawsuit against the National Rifle Association to dissolve the organization in its entirety for years of self-dealing and illegal conduct that violate New York's charities law.
I think the NRA should move to Texas and lead a very good and beautiful life.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Miss Yates, when did you first become aware that the Obama administration was surveilling the Donald Trump campaign?
The FISA application was for Carter Page, who was a former member of the Trump campaign. The Russians had made the overture that they wanted to be able to assist the Trump campaign.
Now, Holden said it had nothing to do with the Trump campaign.
I said that he was not a member of the Trump campaign.
Get on with it.
Yes, get on with it.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show, if you'd like to join us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. And so we have the VIPs are here, and they're enjoying themselves. And if you want to be a VIP, you can still seats are available. They're selling pretty fast, but there are scattered openings here and there. We do it 3 days a week, only six people. How's it? A good time? It's a good time, right? You just get to sit here, right? Yeah, everybody's having a good time. And the reduced capacity has made it more intimate. Everybody has to sit outside with Taylor or Grace.
What the hell's the matter
Garrett.
With me? Why they would be privileged to sit back here with us?
Really, I've noticed not too many of them do though, do they, Taylor? Now
well,
that they
got
can
a better
sit
view
inside.
In there.
But you can sit outside. You can sit outside the studio with Taylor, or you can sit further back with Grace. And
it gets lonely
Jared.
Behind the board sometimes.
Yeah, it's lonely at the top. I understand. All right, 844-500-4242. That's the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. 917 says, so I'm listening to you in Port St. Lucie via the stream and WBSM out of New Bedford. And in the break, they go to the news, local and national. And the national provided by ABC, they played a soundbite of Trump saying Biden doesn't believe in God and so forth, in which the anchor responds, Biden is a practicing Catholic. And it said nothing about taking away your gun. The second time they play Trump is talking about Biden wants to double your taxes. And the anchor responds after the soundbite, Biden has said nothing about doubling taxes. No, he's just going to close all the loopholes. There was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal just which laid it all out, and I didn't even bother to tell you about it or link to it because it seems so obvious. How can they say that he's not for doubling the taxes? He is for doubling taxes. And the thing about not believing in God, even the Fox News channel was going with that. Trump attacks Biden's faith. Well, he just said he doesn't believe in guns and God. I don't think that is that a statement that can't be defended. He doesn't really believe in God, does he? I mean, I like this. He's a practicing Catholic, but he supports late-term abortions. I mean, you know, whether you're a devout Catholic or not, you have to agree that if you go against one of the church's most important tenets of faith, which is that all human life is sacred and life begins at conception, then he's not a good Catholic. I still remember the Ted Kennedy funeral. And all these Catholics, Democrats that support partial birth abortions, are getting communion. How can they do that? And I say to I think most people who listen to me know that I'm really not a devout Catholic layman, but I'm not going up there to get communion and just spitting in the face of the religion, you know. I mean, they don't care. They don't care. It's all just a game. 844-500-4242. Maybe we can get that cut of him talking about Taylor. It's not a big deal, but if it's around what exactly he said, because that's what they're going to run with tonight. Because see, when Biden has the kind of day that he had earlier, you know, talking about how the blacks, you know, all think alike, basically. That's what he said. Not to mention stumbling and mumbling and bumbling about every other damn thing. They always like to change the subject. So this is a way to change the subject, even though it's kind of pointless. They just need something else to talk about. Okay, so here's the cut that the guy down in Port St. Lucie was talking about that they're ripping their hair out over tonight.
Things that nobody ever would ever think even possible, because he's following the radical left agenda. Take away your guns, destroy your Second Amendment, no religion, no anything, hurt the Bible, hurt God. He's against God, he's against guns, he's against energy, our kind of energy. I don't think he's going to do too well in Ohio.
He's against, and he is against energy too. He wants to shut down fracking. That's what's made us the number one producer of energy in the world. Again, you know, they don't want the endless interventions in endless wars in the Middle East. The best way to avoid getting into these wars is to be energy independent. I mean, if we don't need the Gulf, if we don't need Saudi Arabia and the Emirates, I mean, so what? You know, and the other thing about it is they hate Russia so much. What is Russia? As somebody said recently, it's an armed gas station, a heavily armed gas station. So if they're getting their gas from us, they're not going to be getting it from the heavily armed gas station in Europe. So it hurts Russia for us to be so energy independent and so productive, the most productive nation in the world when it comes to energy. And he wants to end that. He's promised to end that. Oh, that's another thing he's changed on. He said he was going to end fracking, and now he says, I never said that. Yeah, so he just keeps changing every day. He took the test, but he didn't take the test. He's for defunding the police. He's not for defunding the police. He wants to shut down fracking. He's not for shutting down fracking. Imagine if Trump was flip-flopping. Oh, no, excuse me, it's not flip-flopping. He has a nuanced approach. He's growing. He's evolving. 844-500-4242-207 says the cardinal let Hillary take communion at Fat Teddy's funeral mass. She's not even a Catholic. She's a Methodist. I don't have anything against Methodists. Do you think she's a good Methodist? I don't think so. I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Howie, do you remember the impeachment hearings? And when Schiff had his hearings, they brought in a couple of sharpshooter prosecutors,
right?
And went real time on these people, right?
Yeah.
I don't know why Graham doesn't do that, because Sally Yates is either incredibly stupid or she's a fraud. I'll go with both of those.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Can I take both?
I'm sorry. What, Howie?
No, I said I wanted to take both too, Nick. You know, she's in this. That's the same law firm that Rosenstein is in, and that Christopher Wray from the FBI used to be in. Talk about a sleazy place.
She was Comey's boss for 20 consecutive months, and she said she knew nothing of what was going on. Give me a break. She was his direct report. She was a deputy attorney general. And they did 36 unmaskings between election night and the fateful meeting there that Obama had at the end of January. And she's got to be kidding it. There was no conspiracy. And she's defending Obama, and yet she didn't know what Comey's doing. What do you think about that, Howie?
Well, I mean, obviously she knew what was going on. And if she forgot all the stuff that she claimed she forgot at the hearing yesterday after Comey forgot 240 plus times when he was being questioned under oath in Congress, I think they better do some testing on that building. It must be something in the pipes there. You know, it's worse than asbestos. It's destroying people's minds. All these people are going to turn into Joe Biden. They're not going to be able to remember anything. Thanks for the call, Nick. Al, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Al.
Hey, you got to give Joe Biden a break there. The reporter said that he was a practicing Catholic. Practicing means he hasn't got it right yet.
he sure hasn't gotten it right. It was Mike Pence who first said this thing. I think it's an old Midwestern expression. He said, you know, about Donald Trump, he said, you can't fake good kids. And that's true. In my estimation, that's a really accurate description. You could fake a lot of stuff, but you can't fake good kids. And how'd Joe Biden's kids turn out? That was a rhetorical question. Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo. Or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work. Or, sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it, with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. It's still not that easy to make an appointment with a physician at a medical clinic or a hospital. You don't have to worry about that with GetRoman, and you don't have to worry about going to a pharmacy to pick up your prescription. Deal with Roman. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor to take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/Howie today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/Howie. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
This is Deb in Danielson, Connecticut.
This is Greg in Boston, Mass.
This is Elizabeth in Wakefield, Massachusetts, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Genesis 950, sending warm thoughts to all the cars after Mr. Gooner's passing. Before you replace your carpets due to pet stains, try Genesis 950. It breaks down the bonds of stains and odors from the carpet and padding. Order direct at genesis950.com. Put in code word Howie and get free shipping and a free spray bottle with a 1 gallon purchase of Genesis 950. That's a $10 savings. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was the U.S. right to drop the atom bomb on Hiroshima?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
98% say yes.
The Enola Gay. And they carry some of the components were brought over by the to the South Pacific by the USS Indianapolis, and that was Joe McDonald was on the USS Indianapolis.
Thought it was Robert Shaw.
Well, he was there too, but Joe McDonald, the former hitman for Winter Hill, he was on the boat, and I think his brother was on the boat too, and they were in those shark infested waters for several days. It was pretty horrific experience.
I would like to thank the two VIPs that came out to visit me during the break. It was nice to have some company.
Oh, they did. Oh,
yes,
okay.
They did.
So Taylor doesn't feel so bad now. He doesn't feel lonely. 844-500-4242, 603. Biden has promised to sue the Little Sisters of the Poor again. I didn't know that, but you know that sounds like something they would insist upon. If he's doing a basement tape with the right NARAL type group, you know, and if you're going to sue the Little Sisters of the Poor, and he was part of the administration at the very least, he was part of the administration that tried to force the Little Sisters of the Poor to pay for abortions, including late term abortions. So, you know, how religious can he be? You know, and when was the last time he went to Mass? When was the was he one of those guys that was turned down for communion? That's good. It comes down on these priests though now.
And the second one is on the dealing with firearms. It is irrational, with all due respect to the governor of Texas, irrational what they're doing. On the very day you see a mass shooting, I guess the numbers now, I was on a plane the last 2.5 hours, they got up to 5 killed. And we're talking about loosening access to have guns, be able to take them into places of worship, store them in school. I mean, it's just absolutely irrational.
It's just absolutely irrational. He's some guy who knows something about irrationality. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie, thank you. I was telling Tyler about, I just wanted to comment on Biden with that you kind of mentioned just now, the about getting refused communion.
Yes.
When he went in and put on a show with the priest refused to give him communion. Me being a Catholic, that would be complete devastation. That would I wouldn't know what to do. I would be I don't know. He's an excommunicant, you would call him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you're a serious Catholic, but I don't think it really mattered to him. Do you think he really cared? He didn't care. You know, it's just it just was convenient for him to be a Roman Catholic, and you know, I'm sure he considers himself a cultural Catholic, an Irish Catholic, and you know, and he uses, you know, phrases like Mother of God, and you know, and I'm sure he knows it's proper and fitting, and he knows how to make the sign of the cross. But you know what? All of us know how to do that, right? I mean, if you were raised in the right neighborhood, you know how to do that. It doesn't make you a devout person, and nobody, I don't think, who looks at that platform of his party can say he's a devout Catholic. I'm always surprised that that someone like Obama or Hillary Clinton gets like 45 or 48% of the Catholic vote. I can't imagine it. Even if you're not a devout Catholic, even if you just, you know, sort of believe in Catholic traditions of freedom, and you understand what it's like to be oppressed for religion. I mean, these people, this is the same kind of oppression that Catholics faced back in the when they burned down the Ursuline convent in Charlestown, you know, and they had the Know-Nothings were taken over. The Know-Nothings hated religion. They hated Catholics. And these people hate Catholics. Does anybody doubt that? I mean, you know, they have a litmus test, the Democrats, for Supreme Court. Chuck Schumer said this. If you're anti-abortion, he's never going to vote for you. None of these Democrats are ever going to vote for anybody who's anti-abortion. That means they're not going to vote for anybody who is a practicing Catholic. Or, for that matter, a devout Orthodox Jew. Or even for that matter, a Muslim who's serious, because Muslims aren't for abortion. What religion thinks that abortion is okay? But Joe Biden is he'll never appoint anyone to the Supreme Court who doesn't believe totally in abortion. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, will the Democrats' virtual convention also have virtual hookers? Yeah, there's another group that has been devastated by the panic. Sex workers, as they're called. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of these Biden cuts again that they were just released today. They were recorded yesterday. He was addressing this group of black and Hispanic journalists. And it's ragtime. That's the only way to put it here. Here's the one about the fact that the difference between blacks and Hispanics. Cut 12.
By the way, what you all know, but most people don't know, unlike the African-American community, with notable exceptions, the Latino community is an incredibly diverse community with incredibly different attitudes about different things.
Whereas the black community is totally monolithic. They do whatever we tell them to do. And if you don't vote for Joe Biden, you're not really black. You may be a junkie. You may be on cocaine. Oh, man. We're going to put a whole group of those cuts together tomorrow and just decide which of the ones are most racist. And cut 5.
This podcast.
And so the pract is that the way he talks about the vaccine.
And then he gets really confused about a telephone and a video conference. Cut 3.
And I spent an hour and a half today on the telephone. I mean, on what we're doing right now on camera.
You know, like Richard Nixon always used to talk about the trains. When he was in Whittier, California, to hear the train in the night and all that. Biden's another train guy. You know, he's used to ride that Amtrak up every night from D.C. And the gay waiter, talked to him about don't ask, don't tell. And today, who was back? He was talking about the train station again today. Cut 10.
What happened was I came back, had a good job, decided to leave and become a public defender. And I used to interview my clients down by the railroad station. And here I was 40 years ago, later to the month, standing on that same railroad station, waiting for a black man to come and pick me up to take me to Washington, D.C., to be sworn in as president and vice president of the United States.
I didn't hear it till just then. Didn't he say he was standing under that same station? How did Barack find him when he was under the station?
Railroad station, waiting for a black man to come and pick me up to take, standing on that same railroad station.
Standing under that same railroad station. Okay. Cut 16 about the, about being in his old Hunter Green vet. His Hunter.
The thing I like most is the setup right here. And you feel like you're in complete control. This is just boom.
Yeah, I like to go out there with my birds. I like to put the top down and bring the birds out and have them sitting in the shotgun seat. And then we get up going 70 miles an hour, 100 miles an hour, and we drive under that train station and I wait for the black guy to pick me up so I can be sworn in as president and vice president of the United States. But he's all there, folks. He's all there. Nothing wrong with Joe.
I like to drive. I used to think I was a pretty good driver.
Everyone raise your hand who wants to go for a ride with Joe Biden in the Hunter Green Corvette.
Would you rather go for a ride with Joe Biden or Hunter Biden? Each one is going to be a unique experience.
I don't think the insurance company is writing me a life and a policy for a trip with either one of those guys, actually. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil. There, Phil? Phil's gone. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, a couple of things.
One thing about World War II, the Japanese were given two chances prior to the dropping of the atomic bomb to surrender, and they refused to surrender. They also had 5,000 human torpedoes ready to go at our ships. That's just a point of history. Also, Joe Biden, a good question from Joe. Are you going to shut down the Sisters of the Poor who are taking care of elderly COVID patients? Because that's what the Sisters of the Poor did. They took care of the elderly, and they were trying to shut them down. And the Obama administration is trying to shut them down. That's the type of people they are. We all saw what they did to Judge Kavanaugh and how he was tortured, basically, in front of the whole nation. His family was emotionally abused. We saw the horrific questions being asked, and not one of the Democrats stood up and spoke out that this is wrong. So,
no, I know.
It's all power.
No, you're right. I mean, even, you know, Clarence Thomas was a very controversial pick for a number of reasons. But there were still, I think, 10 Democrats that crossed the aisle to vote for him for the Supreme Court because he was obviously qualified. But I don't, did any Democrats vote for Kavanaugh or for Gorsuch? I don't think so. I don't think so. They that would be the kiss of death. To vote for a Republican nominee. I wish that Notre Dame law professor, I wish she could have, it's probably too late now in the first term anyway, but I hope I think her name is Amy something, Amy Barrett, Amy Barrett. And yeah, I hope she gets a chance to go up before him. And remember Dianne Feinstein saying the religion runs deep in you, like it was some kind of, you know, STD or something. I mean, she has six kids. Yeah. I think a couple of them are adopted though. Right. Yeah. I think so. But yeah, she has six kids living in the house and they hate her. They hate this woman and they're not nice people. And you can't be a good Catholic or even believe in any of the tenets of the church and be in that gang. Cause that's what it is. They hate us. They hate people like us. They hate religious people. Their religion is power. You know, I mean, the human being is hardwired to believe in something, right? It's part of our makeup. And, you know, generally speaking, the people who believe in God are going to do less harm to their fellow human beings than people who believe in power. You know, it's just the way it is. And I think history proves that. And the fact that we're getting so far away from the tenets of our founding fathers who were all, they were really devout. They weren't Catholics. They were devout Christians though. And they set up a good government and they had skepticism, great skepticism about human nature. And if you believe that, you know, government can somehow forge a perfect man, and that Marxism is the way to go, which is what they seem to believe, then you're gonna end up hurting a lot of other people if history is a guide, and history is the only guide we have. 844-500-4242. 603's got a great follow-up question for Joe. Tell us about those exceptions to the monolithic blacks. Because he did throw that in, didn't he, with a few exceptions. Joe, can you name a few of those exceptions? Those handful of blacks who don't think just like you do. If we can say you do think. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Phil.
Hey, sorry about that, Howie. Trump is so, he's so clever, either intentionally or unintentionally. His bringing up about Joe Biden and God is opening up so much of Pandora's box for Joe, because now he's going to have to come and defend late-term abortion. He's going to have to come on the line to all the atheist leftists out there rioting in Oregon and Washington. He's going to have to come and he's going to have to go on the line and say, I believe in God, when they're burning down churches and burning Bibles. I mean,
and how about the statues of that saint? Saint Junipero Serra, the one who started all the missions, the Spanish missions in California, they've taken down at least two of his statues in California. That's something I'd like to, you know what, Phil, I hadn't thought about that, but I'd like to see him have to defend that, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
These are dangerous times, and you think, do you think it's how long it is before they're going to start coming after, physically coming after Christians, and, you know, and you're not going to be able to speak freely, like, say, witness, or, if, you know, people who want to talk about God anywhere at school or work or anything. You think they're going to, that's going to fly with a Biden administration with all these leftists, you know?
No, they don't like religion. I mean, look, they've defaced several statues of the Virgin Mary in here in Massachusetts. They did one again last week. So I think it was in Weymouth, right? Was it Weymouth that they defaced? And then there was one in Dorchester earlier. And it's not going to end well. That's all. And these people are really tempting fate here. And they don't know how angry people are going to get. I hope people will remember all this in November. Thanks for the call, Phil. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thank you, Howie. A couple of years ago, the House and the Senate were interviewing people to fill judgeships on the Ninth District Court. A woman, which they denied forwarding her name and approving, they told her that because of her religious views, she was a devout Catholic, that they felt that would interfere with her functioning of the job. Diane Feinstein told her, on review of a record, she questioned this radical Catholic group that she belonged to. And that happened to be the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That wasn't a female. That was a male, because the males are the Knights of Columbus. But yeah, I do remember that. That was a guy, I think, in Nebraska that they went after him because he was a member of the Knights of Columbus, and they said it was some kind of a radical Christian group. And as somebody pointed out, John F. Kennedy belonged to the Knights of Columbus. And now that I think about it, you know, today the Democrat crazy attorney general in New York is trying to go after the National Rifle Association. I believe that John F. Kennedy was also a member of the National Rifle Association. I mean, there are a lot of people that are members of the National Rifle Association, but now she wants this woman, Letitia James. You know, this is the thing. You had this guy Schneiderman. He was the attorney general in New York, and he was this horrible, horrible person. He would get drunk and abuse his girlfriends, and he call one of them his brown slave, and just a rotten, terrible person. So they caught him in Me Too when they threw him out. And then you end up with this woman who's trying to destroy the Second Amendment, or proponents of the Second Amendment, the most powerful pro-Second Amendment group in the country, millions of members. She wants to wreck it. She doesn't care about Antifa. She doesn't care about the new Black Panther Party. She doesn't care about any of these radical environmental groups, but she wants to destroy the National Rifle Association. Thanks for the call, Arthur. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Paul in North Andover, Mass.
This is Luana in Lexington, Massachusetts.
This is Lauren in Augusta, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. If you'd like to join us here, give us a call. And, you know, again, you can be a VIP here. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on, and right on the top, you can see how to be a VIP. Spend 4 hours with in the studio with the show. Have some food. Get some books signed. Have your pictures taken. It's a lot of fun, I think. It's a lot of fun, right? Yeah, everybody's having a good time. We're just talking about the old days. There and many... Back when Joe Biden could string together a complete sentence. Wasn't that long ago. Although it seems every day that goes by with another dozen or so sound cuts, it seems even further away than it used to. Woman arrested for defacing Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower, the mural. It's BLM, right? So they can vandalize Fifth Avenue outside of Trump's Tower. But if you try to vandalize their vandalizing, then you'll go to jail. Because when de Blasio handles the paintbrush or whatever he was using, the broom to paint, that's artwork. That's artwork. So this is now the second, but this time they arrested a white woman. Last weekend, it was a couple of black women they arrested for defacing Black Lives Matter. 844-500-4242. Robert, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Robert.
Howie, just wanted to make you aware that Yahoo is now suppressing all comments on their news blog. Up until about a week ago, they're running their news blog. They've got all these hateful, false articles against President Trump. But the readers could post comments underneath the lying articles and also give the article a thumbs up, a thumbs down. And it's been running very strongly pro-Trump. The best example is they'll publish a thing that says Biden ahead by 500 points in the polls. And somebody will put in the comments, here's the real poll. If you're for Trump, thumbs up, Biden, thumbs down. And there's about 250 thumbs up and one or two for Biden.
Right.
And now what they've done, it's been so pro-Trump that they have suppressed all comments. And they claim they're running a survey to find out how they can establish a safe place.
Oh, boy.
A safe place for people to make their comments.
Yeah, I have a Comcast email service, and so I go on there, and it's if Biden's ahead in the poll, in any poll, it doesn't matter how bogus the poll, Biden leading Trump by double digits. Okay, so I don't need to see it. So then the next day a poll comes out, new poll in Texas. I know what that means. That means Trump's ahead. Trump is never ahead in a headline poll. But if there's a headline for a new poll anywhere, it means that Trump is ahead, or it's neck and neck. I mean, it's really pathetic that I think it's over 60-65% of the people now in America get their news from social media. They don't even get it from TV. I mean, TV is a far also ran, and then comes newspapers and radio. But, you know, if you're getting your news from these sources, like Robert was talking about, you're not getting anything other than this jive, like Trump attacks Biden's religion. Trump says Biden is against the Second Amendment with no proof, makes charges without foundation. What about when Joe Biden says that Donald Trump told people they should swallow Lysol or swallow bleach? You know, is there a fact check ever run by
very fake news
by Snopes or by the Washington Post, Glenn Kessler, or by any of the PolitiFact? None of them. No, absolutely not. We'll be back tomorrow, 844-500-4242. Which driver would you prefer, Joe Biden or Ted Kennedy? I'm walking home. I'm Howie Carr.